This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In the meantime, what do we have for the Friday four-pack today, Billy?
First question, will Vlad Jr. make over $600 million on a deal?
So apparently the report was that the Blue Jays were trying to get a deal done, but they didn't go north of that, and that might be what he's looking for. And so
I'll answer quick. No. You think he's going to get $600 million?
Yeah.
I don't.
He's young. He's younger than you think.
I know, but he's also like, you know, talk about Rafi Devers not really having a position and like, how are you going to age at that frame? Like, I don't, he's going to turn 26 shortly, maybe by opening day.
Happy early birthday to Vlad. No, next week, I think.
Yeah, you're right. March 16th.
So this will be his age 26 season.
Yeah.
So a lot of times these guys hit free agency at like 29, 30.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's
a lot
older.
Even later. Yeah.
So if you're offering a 12-year deal or 15-year deal, so Juan Soto's better than he is, but Juan Soto just gets $765.
Yeah.
I think if Vlad Guerrero has a
year... Are you not worried at all about how Guerrero's going to age with that frame? Like, similar to Devers. And I know Devers is at third versus a first baseman, and they'll probably both be DHs, but like...
I think teams are crazy.
I think
the money's going up. I think they're spending like nuts. So he was so good in 2021. He was one of the best players in baseball. He dipped a little bit over the last 2 years to the point where I remember the Blue Jays had a series against the Red Sox. And like, man, he's not really the same player. And then he went crazy the rest of the year. He's a 3,100 guy, once again, hitting 323. His OPS was over 900 last year. So if he has a year comparable to that and doesn't sign early and just plays it out that year, I think he does. I think he does. He could sign a massive deal and still make $150 million less than Juan Soto.
Yeah, no, that's true. So I
think the numbers are so crazy on
baseball. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying.
No, I know.
Like if the Red Sox give him $650, I'm not going to be like, that's stupid. But if you're asking me, what do I think the number's going to be?
It's going to be 500?
Five something. Five,
okay.
You know, but like, so I think 600 is crazy. I just don't think it's going to get that high personally.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Who will win more games next year, Bill Belichick in North Carolina or Mike Vrabel with the Patriots?
So
are the Patriots doing our plans from yesterday, or they're doing what we're fearful they're going to do?
As of this moment, and the Patriots play more games, so
yep,
that helps them.
That'll work.
I'm still taking North Carolina. The ACC is not very good.
I mean, neither is North Carolina.
Yeah, but they're not like coming off.
Has Bill signed anybody? I heard about how Bill was
the UConn
like,
kid
flexing the transfer portal. Like the Patriots have a real opportunity to upgrade their talent. Like
I think
overnight,
he got 1 4-star.
Did he?
There you go.
Think so?
Hell yeah! I thought he got the quarterback to come back. I thought that was the biggest recruit.
He got the kid that was the MVP of the Fenway Bowl that played against him.
Right.
He got him from. Didn't he get a kid from Holy Cross?
Patriots
are so good. We know their names.
Patriots win more than Bill.
Kid know everything.
That's what I think. Patriots win more than Bill.
They have more opportunities to do it, but I'm going to take the Tar Heels because...
And again, this is wins, not win percentage, wins.
This is wins.
Yeah.
So last year, North Carolina had 6 wins, and they weren't very good. They fired their coach. I think Bill's going to win a couple more games than that.
I know, but they're losing what might be like a first-round running back. Bill's brought in no talent. Like, I don't know.
But you look at their schedule, and not to be like, hey, did you see the ACC schedule? But I looked at it, and first of all, the ACC's down. If Florida State isn't a wagon, the ACC is not very good.
Right.
They don't have any really tough non-conference games. Not like they're scheduling Oregon and Alabama. So I think Bill Belichick, even if he doesn't have a great year, could win 8 games. I don't – there's no guarantee the Patriots win 8 games. As of right now, without bringing in anybody worth a damn yet – are they going to double their wins? I think North Carolina wins more games.
Okay. We'll disagree on that. We've disagreed on the first two. A lot of disagreement here today.
A lot of disagreement. I like slug it. In the gut.
I'm a little nervous. I'm going to wind up on a Beefs list. What else do we got here, Billy?
Who will Brad Marchand play his next game for?
Ooh, this is a good one.
This is a great one.
Ready? I bet we have the same one. We have
one,
not talked about this.
2, 3.
Vegas.
Avalanche.
No, we don't.
Okay, no, wrong. We disagree once again, sir.
How dare you?
I love that rumor. I heard Hart and the guys in the afternoon talking about could Colorado just get nuts and trade for Brad Marchand and Sidney Crosby and have sort of like a Team Canada thing going on out there. I think we both agree it's going to be a team out west. There's a lot of contenders that make sense out west. I also think that'd be the easiest thing for the Bruins to do. There's been no rumors to any Eastern Conference team, but that would, I think, the fan base will already be pretty split on a Brad Marchand trade. But if you dealt him to an Eastern Conference team, I think people would have like a meltdown.
What if you deal him to Cassidy in Vegas?
I think that would be all right, actually. Just because
fans would get on board with that.
I think they'd end up rooting for him. Do you think fans don't like Cassidy? I think players don't like Cassidy. I think fans kind of do.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I do. I guess I can speak for everybody.
I thought when he was bringing the cup to the Cape and, you know, kind of throwing stuff back in the team's...
He should have.
Of course he should have. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But were fans happy about it? I don't know. I think they're pretty polarized on Cassidy, to be honest.
But
maybe I'm wrong. Let me know if I'm wrong.
Like Kendrick Perkins saying that the Lakers saved the NBA season. Could Marchand reuniting with Cassidy save the NHL season?
How about that?
It'd be a huge story.
I think a Western Conference team makes a lot of sense. A team like Colorado, yeah. Although LeBron said again, he thinks it's less likely after their deal for Brock Nelson last night.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean it's a no.
Right.
You know, we've talked before about like Edmonton and teams like this. I don't know who's his no movement list or who's on there. There's 8 teams. I'd imagine it's a lot of Canadian teams and Western Canada teams. That's where you tend to not want to play. Yeah, Winnipeg's very good this year, but like it's apparently a terrible place to play, live, even for these Canadian players.
Send him to Vancouver. I know he loves it there.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Watch them twist themselves up. If he becomes a Vancouver Canuck, that'd be hilarious. But I will say Vegas. He reunites with Bruce Cassidy in Vegas.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's the last one, Bill?
Is The Trade is the best reality show?
So you watch a lot of reality shows. I watch some reality shows. They just wrapped up last night. No spoilers for those that are waiting to watch it. There's 3 seasons, and I've only seen season 2 and 3, and I love it. I love the show. I can't put it above classic Real World.
You didn't
or
love
Real
the finale.
World
without giving away any spoilers,
yeah, yeah.
You didn't love the finale.
No, the season two finale much stronger than the season three finale.
I did not love the season three finale.
I love the idea of the show. That's sort of like this murder mystery where you as the viewer know who the murderers are, but you're trying to, you know, you're watching everybody else like interact with each other. Love the premise. The cast can be hit or miss because I don't watch all those other shows. So it's like, all right, whatever. There's people from these Bravo shows that my wife watches that I don't know and whatever. I love the format. I think it's one of the best reality shows. I can't say it's the best.
I wouldn't put it at the top of the heap either. But I love the challenge. Challenge has gone downhill recently.
Yeah.
But like now we're talking about like what am I most like dug in on and
That's
what do I spent the most time
if
watching?
If you said like right now, I might say yes.
Yeah.
But if you're like, no, like Real World Seattle from back in like 97, right. I'd say, no, that's better TV than this.
I still love Big Brother. Like, and it's part of why I got into Traitors, because people from Big Brother, there was overlap there. Yeah. Challenge as well. Bananas was on last season. CT was on last season. Wes was on this season. So I still love Big Brother. I've never been a Survivor guy.
Me neither.
So I feel like if I ever watched Survivor and got around to actually doing that, I would have Survivor on that list as well. Most people do.
Didn't we come up with there's like 80 seasons of Survivor? There's some insane number. Yeah, like, how could it possibly be that many? Did they do two a year?
Yeah,
there's like 40 seasons or something?
It's something like that. Yeah, I think it's 40-something seasons.
I'm like, how is that possible?
And they do two a year? That might be right.
Got it.
But like Survivor does
on season 48.
That's nuts.
Give me how many episodes like per season on Survivor? Isn't it like 15? It's like not outrageous.
Oh, okay.
Whereas Big Brother's like 40 episodes a year.
Is it really?
It's something ridiculous, yeah.
That's too many.
Plus there's live
Last
streams.
Last season
if you
was 14 episodes.
Okay, so that's very manageable. 14. Like that's not that different than Traitors. Traitors is like 12, right?
How long are the Big Brother people? Yeah, Traitors was 11. 10 or 11.
Yeah.
How long was the how long are the Big Brother people in the house for?
Like 90 days. Like
Holy
3
smokes.
Months, yeah.
It's a long time.
Yeah, they come out. They're like, what the hell happened?
What? New president?
Yeah, I mean.
The world?
I think they've broken in like once ever to like update them on like outside news.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys, there's something called COVID going on right now. You're going to have to stay in the house.
But no, Traitors will be on the short. Traitors is great. I'm down on the finale last night.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean don't watch it. You should watch it if you've been watching and haven't seen the episode yet. But I'm down on the finale. But overall, great show.
Any rumors on a season 4 cast?
Cast? No, I'm sure
they're
going to
get that going. Yeah,
cast?
Yeah.
No.
Because I think it's pretty popular. It's a popular Peacock show.
It is.
They have the best host. Alan Cumming's the best host of any
Alan Cumming.
Reality show.
Don't sleep on Fergus.
Fergus good, too.
I like Fergus.
Yeah, he's good.
I don't know what the little dog's name is, but I like him.
He looks kind of like Harrow.
Yeah?
Looks like my dog a bit.
Like a mini Harrow.
Like a mini or a little guy Harrow.
He looks like Charles, except he has teeth.
Yeah, that would be
it's a dog with
huge difference.
It's a dog with teeth.
Yeah, it's canines.
So there you go. It's the Friday 4-Pack here on Jones and Keith.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.